music industry loses an icon. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. A country music star who scored 14 number one hits with her daughter has died.
Naomi Judd singing with her daughter Winona. The elder Judd died at age 76 this weekend. Winona Judd and her sister Ashley Judd saying in a statement, "We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness," adding, "We are shattered."
When we stand together, it's our finest hour.
Naomi Judd is also survived by her husband. Roger Stern, Fox News.
In New York City, condemnation of Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Hundreds gathered in Times Square for a Stop Kidnapping Ukrainians rally. Meanwhile, Russian forces are making a strong push to gain more territory in eastern Ukraine. The UN estimates more than 2,700 Ukrainian civilians have been killed, mostly by Russian missiles and airstrikes. Funeral services were held in Arlington, Texas today for National Guard Specialist Bishop Evans, who drowned while trying to save two migrants in the Rio Grande River. Fox's Brian Yannis has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
The Texas Tribune reports that Evans went into the water without a flotation device to save two migrants. We know that for sure, but the Texas Tribune is reporting he didn't have a flotation device because a lot of the guards here have not yet received that safety equipment.
About two dozen migrants have drowned in the Rio Grande River in the last month. Crews in Kansas have been assessing the damage caused by a tornado and baseball-sized hail that struck near Wichita last night. Some people were injured and many homes and buildings destroyed. Thousands lost power. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A 22-year-old U.S. Marine was killed alongside Ukraine forces. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
Willie Joseph Cancel was killed Monday while working for a military contracting company that sent him to Ukraine. Cancel had recently worked as a corrections officer in Tennessee and previously served in the Marines from 2017 to 2021. Cancel leaves behind his wife and a 7-month-old son.
Cancel was working with a private military contracting company while serving in Ukraine. A former state lawmaker is found guilty of raping an intern in Idaho. Fox's Lisa Brady with details.
The case dates back to March of last year when the 19-year-old legislative intern had dinner with then-Republican state representative Aaron Von Ellinger, who testified in his own defense, describing what happened at his apartment after dinner as consensual. Prosecutors say he left his gun on a bedside table as he forced himself on the intern. She attempted to testify during the trial, but left the witness stand, telling the court, "I can't do this." The nurse who performed a rape exam testified about a lump on the back of the victim's head from trying to pull away during part of the assault. The 39-year-old Von Ellinger was handcuffed after the verdict and could face from 1 year to life in prison on the felony rape conviction. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Sentencing is set for July 28th. A California funeral home director could spend more than a decade behind bars. Fox's Tom Graham explains why.
Investigators are describing a Los Angeles funeral home as if it were a house of horrors. Prosecutors say they found the rotting remains of 11 people, including infants. The bodies were in various stages of decay and mummification. Mark B. Allen of Mark B. Allen Mortuary and Cremation Services faces a host of charges that could translate to $110,000 in fines and 11 years in prison. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.